People say, Tim, yo, you're my hero. How you do it? How you stay strong? Let them all know there's so much that I've been through.
Thank you for tuning in to the radio ministry of the Church of Jesus Christ House of Prayer, located in Leesville, Louisiana, the place where the Spirit and anointing, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, abides in abundance. The Church of Jesus Christ House of Prayer is located at 1100 Nona Street, at the intersection of Nona and Verone. And now, to our elder, with an anointed sermon already in progress.
So say I'm good, good enough to love myself. So good, good enough to have success. What you gain from all the stress is the freedom to know that you are blessed. I'm good, good enough to handle my pain.
I'm gonna know that God is great. Come on, come on. God is great. We're getting ready for the most important part of the service. Praise the Lord. The Word of God. Come on.
He's our God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How great is our God. We thank God, praise the Lord, for the dawning of the seven-day Sabbath of the Lord thy God, praise the Lord. You're in the right place tonight. You're at the right time, hallelujah, to get something from the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm in the Word for the Word. When our own, praise the Lord. Ella Vince McKinley, praise the Lord. It's in North Carolina, South Carolina. South Carolina. Put your hand together and give him a big hand clap of praise. Ella Vince McKinley.
How great is our God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. How great. How great is our God.
Hallelujah.
Sing with me. How great is our God.
Come on.
And all will see how great, how great is our God.
One more time. Sing with me. How great.
How great.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Sing with me how great is our God. Oh, we'll see how great
Hallelujah.
Is our God.
Hallelujah.
Bless you. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. He's the name above every name. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. Come on now, let's give Jesus another hand clap of praise, because he is worth more than that. But we give God what we got. That's a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We give honor to everyone. I give honor to the Lord Jesus Christ, and my pastor, Bishop Andy Marbury. Amen. Bishop Mosey. Excuse me, Bishop Morris, Bishop Mosey, amen, Prophetess Shepherd, everyone, amen, to our youth, our musicians, God bless you. Hey, Deacon, God bless you, amen. Brothers and sisters, God bless you, amen. I believe the Lord loves you, amen. So, amen. So I think that we ought to be thankful for that, that the Lord loves us, amen, loves us enough to give us what we need. You know, and a lot of things that we need is not what we want all the time. But it's good for us. Because even God says he rebuked them that he loves. Amen. And the rebuke, amen, is not, it doesn't feel too good all the time. But it will, amen, bring forth, amen, a peaceable fruit of righteousness. Amen, in which we are righteous people of God. Amen, and when there is, amen, something is not in order, God have a tendency to show and display his love through rebuke, amen, and chastising of the Lord. Amen, which for the present time don't seem to feel too good, but it'll make us a better person. How about that? Now give the Lord a hand clap. The ending is better than your beginning. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Amen. We thank God. Amen. Before, amen, we take our seats, I have one scripture, and I'm going to give you what the Lord has given and told me to give you. Amen. Ecclesiastes, the third chapter, very familiar scripture. Then we may have our seats after the scripture is read. Children, stand to your feet at this time. Children, all children. Amen. Bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. When you have it, say amen. 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 Ecclesiastes, the third chapter. And I have one scripture for you tonight. Amen. And I'm going to, as God allows me, I'm going to preach the rest. Amen. Ecclesiastes, the third chapter. First verse. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. Bless you. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for your word. God, I thank you for your discipline. God, I thank you for, Lord, everything in advance, God. I pray, God, that you speak through me, God, the way you have given it to me, God, that I will speak likewise unto your people, God. And, Lord, every yoke may be destroyed, God, and every seed may fall upon good ground, God, that it may bring forth much fruit, God. We thank you for your mind, your ways, and your thoughts. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Give the Lord a hand clap. Come on, we can do better than that. Come on, give the Lord a hand clap. Whether you're tired or not, that's right. Amen. Sometimes we got to do things whether we like it or not. It don't feel good all the time, but we got to do it. You understand? Bless you. You may have your seats at this time. Amen. Saints of God, as I begin to seek the Lord, as I begin to seek the Lord, amen, throughout this week, and the Lord, he spoke unto me last night. You know, I'm a dreamer, and God gives me dreams, and God gives me visions as well. Amen. And I know I say that a lot of times, but I do intend to say it a lot of times, and I will keep saying it a lot of times, because that's who I am, and that's how God's, that's the majority of the ways that the Lord speaks unto me. Amen. The Lord spoke unto me last night, and he took me into a dream. And the Lord, amen, I went into a weird dream. After I got up from upon my knees and sought the Lord, and he took me into a weird dream. I was walking and coming out of Walmart, and I was buying some bread for and some other things for some type of big gathering and it was like a storm somewhat outside. The harsh winds were blowing. And it blew the groceries right out of my hand and caught my attention so into a point that I walked out of the door of Walmart without even paying for my groceries. And someone came, and my intentions was to go back and get what blew out of my hand, but someone had already met me on the way with what came out of my hand and said, hey. And my tendency was to go back and pay for it. And there, all of a sudden, I was in another place. Now, you did hear that I was going to go back and pay for it. Amen. Stealing is against the commandment of God. That's a nugget that we ought to hear. Amen. But because it was innocent, amen, yes, I came out the doors with something I didn't pay for, tending to go back. Because something caught my attention and someone helped me to realize that there's something else over there as well and brought it back to my hands and I went to go pay. But in another section of my dream, I was in another place and there were a bunch of children, our kids and familiar faces, and I saw and certain others that are even certain adults that are even in the congregation even now. And even I saw Pastor Tiffany Watson as well in the dream. And there was something that it was that was being put together. And in the process of it being put together for the people, that a good thing turned into something not so good. The outcome of it, which did not happen as of yet, but through the eyes of God, the good thing that was supposed to happen did not turn out so good through the eyes of the Lord. The Lord says that his thoughts are higher than our thoughts, his ways than our ways. As the heavens is from the earth, so are his ways and his thoughts. But the minds of God's people, amen, was trying to get together something for the people. But the God who is an omniscient God, which means an all-knowing God, foresaw what was going to happen in advance before it even happened. Now, the thoughts of the children of God, the people who were putting it together for the people, they had good tendencies. It was good and good from the heart. But because the Lord saw the end before time, God came back and said, and I had supposed to have been leaving out, and because I heard a noise, I had to turn back and come back to the place. And there was God speaking. And the Lord said, don't you ever do this again. And the Lord said unto me again through another individual who was much like the individual that said it, said words similar to that, but in a way that captures the attention, the eyes, and the ears of them who are listening. And you know, some things that God says, everybody can't receive. The way God say things, everybody can't receive. And when God said the preparation was good, but the ending was going to be terrible because we can't see what God sees, God said, don't you ever do this again. Because it was prepared, amen, for the children. And God said, don't you do it again. Because God saw what was going to happen. His thoughts are not like our thoughts. Neither the way he thinks is neither the way that we think. As the heavens are as far from the earth, that's how far his thoughts are and higher his thoughts are than ours. We think that something is good. We think that something is going to be good, but God saw the ending, which was going to be a terrible outcome. And because God loves his people so, God decided to come and tell his people, don't you ever do that again. Because he's God, and he's the omniscient God. He knows everything. The book of Kings talks, 8th chapter, verse 29, talks about God. Amen. He knows, he and only he knows the heart of all the children of men. Why did he say it like that and not the children of God? He said all the children of men. Why? Because that not only includes the children of God, but it includes the children of the world also. He knows what they're thinking as well. But the plans that we have God said, don't you do that again. And he said, don't you do that again before it even happened. Because God's already seen what will happen. And God began to say that warning comes before destruction. And his word shall go out and shall not come back unto him void. So if the thing happens, his word will go out and will not come back unto him void. Because warning came forth and destruction was revealed. Because his word said that he will not hold you ignorant concerning the devices and the plans Satan has for you. Because God sees Satan's thoughts too. The good thing, the thought was good. But the ending is going to be terrible. And God sees all things. And he knows all things. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere. At the same time, he's omniscient. He knows everything, the beginning and the ending. He has no beginning. He has no ending. He is the beginning. He is the ending. He is both Lord and God. And besides him, Daniel, Isaiah said, there is no other. And he is an omnipotent God who is all-powerful, who went to hell, received the keys from both death and hell, and fought on your behalf that you and your children may have life and life more abundantly. God said that. God said it. And because he saw the thoughts of his children, God said, I'm going to step in and I'm going to tell the devil he's a liar. And because it looks so good and so pleasant to the eyes, so pleasant, God said, not this one. Satan had a plan. Satan can see things as well. But he don't see everything like God sees it. And he has to get permission from God in order to do something to the children of God. See, them out there, he's got free range. But the children of God, you, he got to go through God before he even says something about you. That's the word of God. God said, don't you ever do that again. It's a good thought, but God said, it ain't the time. It's a time and a season for everything. And this time is not that time. And God said that obedience is better than anything that I would love to do so much. Why would I enjoy the pleasures of sin? Because it will be sin in the state of disobedience. Why go and enjoy the pleasure of sinning for a season? And you lose your soul. You lose your love, your respect, your honor. Not just for God, but for the people of God too. God said, don't you ever do that again. Before it even happened. God's thoughts, not the way you think. He said, weeping may endure for a night, but joy, it'll come in the morning. Some decisions that are made, it draws tears. It draws thoughts that are sad thoughts. But as I would hear older ones say, oh, it'll get better by and by. You better thank God because God just saved your life. And if he didn't save yours, he saved your brother's life. He saved your sister's life. He saved the missionary life, the elder, the minister, the children. He saved one. The Bible says one comes to the Lord. The angels rejoice over one soul. We don't know everything. We don't see what God sees, except he allows us to see. And when he allows we, the people, the children of God, to see, it's best that the children of God act in obedience. Because the way you think can lead you straight to the graveyard. Satan is no respecter of persons. It don't matter if you're elder, minister, pastor, bishop even teach that the devil don't care about her neither. Might not have said it in so many, the exact words, I'm sure at some point in time the exact words, but in so many words, Satan don't care about our bishop neither. Don't care about you neither, evangelist. You know what Satan was for you? So what? That's what he say about you. But at the same time, the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies that you may be caught up when he comes back for his church without spot and without wrinkle. And how do we become there? Is if we continue to be obedient. Our ways are not God's ways. We're not going to see at the same time like God sees it. He sees it and he lets us know. And when he lets us know, then we act, whether it's yay or nay. But consequences, they come with everything. Whether they're good or not so good, consequences will come. And when God says no, let God say no. There will come a time when God will say yes. But when God says no, let God say no. He knows better than you. He knows better than your teacher. He knows better than your bishop. He knows better. God, he's the same God that told Moses to speak to the rock. But out of frustration, and at the time momentarily, Moses did what he felt was comfortable to his flesh. And instead of speaking to the rock, he hit the rock. And his miracle, it still happened. The water still came out. But the consequences was, Moses, now you're not going to the promised land. Now I'm going to let you see it so that you don't think that I was pulling your leg. I'm going to let you see what you could have had. But Moses could not cross over into the promised land because of his disobedience at the time. Now, Moses was a man of God and still died a man of God to a point to where God himself buried him. And Satan still argues against that day by day. Where is the body of Moses? Satan is continually searching, where did God lay the body of Moses? But if you obey God and don't worry about what you think or what you thought, good things will come to them that wait. Then you will soar like an eagle. It may not seem like it's peaches and cream right now, but through your obedience, you will soar like an eagle. And the words that the Lord spoke unto me, it's an honor and a privilege to hear the Almighty God speak those words to me, and I not judge God for it. Everybody can't take the unadulterated, the hard word of the Lord. Everybody can't understand that. But when you are truly living in God, God can say things that you think is evil. But you know what? It's a time to say it. God, when he speaks, it doesn't matter who it's coming from. But when God says it, it shall happen. So don't ever do that again. Before it even happened, erase it. It'll be another time. God seeing the future, the ending of that event. And God said, don't you ever think that again. Don't you ever do that again. Because it was chaos. God allowed me to see the end. It was chaos. And the word that he used is how the Bible said we only know in part. We don't really know all what God told Peter. We saw when God said, Satan, get thee behind me. He was talking to Peter. But he might have said a couple other things also. Some things that we didn't need to hear. Because we might judge God. You remember, he is the holy, the righteous God who created you and this entire world that you live in the universe. When God says it, you better believe it's going to come to pass. God bless you, and God's word is already blessed. Give the Lord a hand clap. Come on, give Jesus a hand clap.
Amen.
Come on. Come on, give the Lord a hand clap of praise.
Nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord.
Come on, songsters. Come on, come on.
Bless you, Jesus. Amen. God, he's God. He's a healer.
My.
He's an all-powerful God.
Glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And if there's anyone who wants, amen, a specific prayer, amen, you may come forth and take the center aisle at this time. God is a healer. God knows all things. And you make sure you walk in your healing. You walk in your word that God gives you.
Glory.
My.
This is real, children. This is real. Father, I plead your blood over all the building. I come against you, Satan. Yes! I'm obeying the Almighty God. My. Satan, you are a liar. And you're the father of all lies. We plead Jesus' blood against you. We plead Jesus' blood against you. We plead Jesus' blood against you. The Bible said the man was full of demons. And said the demons was crying out. This is real. God told us tonight, don't you ever do it again. Don't you ever let Satan come in and run nothing. That's what God told us tonight. Yeah. My. You're a liar, Satan. And the blood of Jesus is against you. The blood of Jesus is against you.
We are in hopes that you enjoyed our message today and were truly blessed. Each month, our ministry provides free food and clothing on the first and third Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. for all men, women, and children. For more information, please call 337-238-0314. Praise be to God for our founder and pastor, Annie Mulberry. Be blessed in Jesus' name until we meet again this same time next week. This ain't no